shouldn't be too obvious. There he is. It's very hard to not get caught on camera. I can't really get much footage of him, it's very difficult. My mom's coming. Okay, all three of my my parents and my older brother are all outside. Well, my mom's in the kitchen, I think. I hear her and found her, but anyway, they're all away from here, so I'm just talking for a second about them in general. God-awful people. And you can see my family are basically, they're all much larger people than me. Like, I'm like maybe 5'9", I think. Or something around that. I guess my mom's shorter than me, but she's a larger person than me. My older brother's like at least 6 feet tall and a very much larger person than me. My dad's a larger person than me. Everyone in my immediate family is, like, anyone I can think of in my family is pretty much a larger person than me. I'm the David Bowie in my family. And they beat me, and they do crazy rant, like they harass me, and they rant at me about everything wrong with me for wearing dresses or anything about me. I mean, they complain about my low income, but they're the ones who I work for. They will not pay me to afford to live free of them. So they clearly don't want me out of here. They want me here to abuse me physically, verbally. All that, like they want that punching bag. And my older brother is a former boxer in training. I mean, he never really boxed a day in his life that I know of. Any match that I've ever heard him even practice matching, he's lost. He's never won a match in his life of boxing unless you count the times he's beat me down in front of them. In his drunken mess most of the time. It's terrible, and I'm tired of it, so I'm just getting footage, and I'm trying not to waste too much memory card space on these videos. I don't know, I'm only trying to get video of what I think is important. I mean, it's video diary for documentation of everything going on in my life, because I don't know what it amounts to. When I started filming these, like, a few years ago, no one was watching them at all, and no one in the community was watching them, at least not that I know of. I never saw anybody clicking on the videos at any point. Even though people knew about it, nobody cared. This is like a pro-LGBTQ, like, city. I think so, it doesn't make sense. People don't care. So I basically think it's uptightness about anyone with facial hair who wears women's clothing and, you know, glamorous things on any level. It's just like, ew. From everyone. So all, even the liberals in this town are, that kind of struggle with their own virtues and values. like especially towards me. It's awful that there's no outreach and support. So I don't know, I'm venting a little bit about that. But basically, for the past few years, I've been getting footage because I couldn't afford to get out of here. And eventually I decided, okay, I'm just gonna take, I've already been starving in the house, and basically, someone's playing some awesome funk music outside, but they're slightly distracting my concentration. Anyway, yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, basically, just all in all, all the starvation through all these years in this house has been crazy. It's ridiculous that they would, whilst arithmeteric, or sorry, I'm saying that word wrong again, erythrodermic psoriasis, I've had since I was a kid. It's crazy that they know that it's stress correlated, that stress factors of any kind cause it to bleed all over the body. That's crazy sad. It's like, I'm frustrated. So anyway, I started getting video footage, and then I started, while already starving because they refused to pay me enough to feed myself 3 meals a day in this house. I live on basically 1 meal a day when I'm lucky. It's usually less than that much. But anyway, at the point that I realized there's no way of getting out of here while living on that wage, so I decided to starve completely—not like completely, but basically so much so that I was living on half of a meal a day or less, pretty much, the past couple of years or so. And I started investing in all my fashion. I was like, I just started investing, and then at that point, I was like, okay. Once I realized that I could invest, more than a year's wages from this horrible environment I'm living in, that I can't afford to get my license unsuspended, and even if I do, I can't drive their car because of that silly incident of what they call it, a rolling stop at a stop sign on a side street. Not a stop light, a stop sign, a little like the octagonal, whatever shape one, and it's basically, the most ridiculous pullover in history that I can imagine getting. It's not, I wasn't even doing a rolling stop, so it's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm talking too much and I'm frustrated and slightly lightheaded, I guess. But anyway, I'm trying to just, and it's more than anything, it's because it's so hot right now. But yeah, I'm used to the starving. It's the heat this summer that's more sudden now, but I'm really frustrated with how hot it is, and that's because they do not provide AC for anyone, not even themselves. They have ceiling fans in their room, so they rely on that. I don't have ceiling fans in my room, so I have to rely on this little ridiculous one that blows hot air on me. So while psoriasis is increasingly an issue, so anyway, I'm just going on and on about. So I invested in fashion while starving, even more than I was already starving. Living here with a suspended license that I can't just, drive out of here and all that. I can't afford to, until I have my shop open or whatever, I don't know how to have a much more regular, financially normal life of any kind while the psoriasis is a problem. And I'm not even getting treatment for that now. So it's so frustrating and I'm just venting. And I don't want to talk too loud because they can't overhear me if I'm loud enough. I don't want to be heard, so. Anyway, this is already a 10-minute video on here. Okay, I'm done.